The book of Luke, if you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter number 9. I desire your prayers. I feel like I got a word from the Lord. Amen. Want to be a help to someone here? Luke, chapter number 9. Well, I need to end with 56, but let's see, about 52. Let's start with 52. Amen. Or even 51. Glory to God. Well, you never know about me. I think I'm going to start at 50. And Jesus said to him, "Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is not against us, is for us." 151 is where I need. And it came to pass that the time was come that he should be received up. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. I want you to notice this. Jesus had steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem for evangelism, for preaching, to reach Jerusalem. Amen. Listen to this. Praise God. And he sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, this is important, remember these names, saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we should command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of." Verse 56. Take a text and preach here. "For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." Hallelujah. And they went, praise God, and they went to another village. Praise God. Amen. If the Lord would help us tonight, it's going to take me a few minutes to get to where I need to go. I'm going to preach on forbearance. Amen. I'm going to preach here today on forbearance. You know what forbearance means? Amen. It's tolerance, patience, self-control. Amen. Allowing a creditor a little bit more time to pay his bill, if you will. Hallelujah. Amen. Not being executing judgment speedily. Praise God. Amen. I must recognize, praise God, that I can't always have things my way. Amen. James and John entered into this city of Samaria here. Amen. And they had a desire, I guess, or possibly a false desire to take the gospel to these people. We know that the Samaritans and the Jews were enemies. We know that this was a several century thing. Amen. They had been at odds against one another for some time. Amen. And praise God. But James and John, Galileans, had been tagged the sons of thunder. Amen. And they shared with Peter, amen, a quick temper. Praise God. You know, sometimes a quick temper is a bad thing. Hallelujah. Amen. These had to be molded and modified, if you will, amen, as they became apostles. The Master Jesus knew what he was dealing with. I'm so glad he takes us with our, amen, imperfections, if you will. They had been sent in advance to make arrangements for Christ, amen. They were ambassadors, if you will. They were coming to Samaritan, I guess, you know, to set up the stage, to advertise, if you will, to let folks know, get ready, Jesus is coming to town, and we're going to have revival. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Samaritans weren't interested in a Jewish Messiah, certainly not after they had felt the contempt of the Jews for generations. They had their own city. They had their own sanctuary. They had their own faith. Amen. They did not need these strangers' God. Amen. So they refused the hospitality. They refused James and John. And they said, "We don't want you in our town." Praise God. Resentment breaks out between James and John. Praise God. They find it impossible, amen, to discipline their soul. Amen. I like to take my time right here today, but sometimes it's way better to keep your mouth quiet, amen, than to speak, praise God, at first glance. They had not yet learned to take joyfully the spoiling of their goods, such as taught in Hebrews 10:34. They are extremely sensitive to this criticism, and they conclude, amen, that this is a heaven-sent opportunity, amen, for a negative, demonstration of their leader's power. Listen to them. So they take upon them and they say, Lord, amen, these people have refused you. Amen. Which I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Which really, when you look into this deeper, they weren't refusing Jesus. They were refusing the disciples. Amen.
Yeah.
They didn't want them in their town. So these men, they become angry. They become, amen, quick-tempered. And they say, Lord, wilt thou just call down fire out of heaven, amen, and consume them. Praise God. But Jesus, I love this, amen, turned rather and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but he's come to save them. Hallelujah. These religious men were wrong. Who was wrong? James and John. Amen. Now, I'm not here to split hairs. I'm for preachers. That's why I just drove all the way to Tennessee and sat through multiple services day and night. Amen. Because I'm for the ministry. Amen. I'm for preaching. But sometimes men of God get things wrong. Amen. These men, because the Samaritans did not want to hear the preaching of the gospel. They didn't want to hear, amen, what they had to say. They refused it. These men said, God, why don't you just call down fire from out of heaven like Elijah did and just do away with these Samaritans. But I'm so glad, Brother Daniel Bragg, that God doesn't think like men think. Amen. I'm so glad, Brother Scotty Grooms. Amen. I've heard a lot of preachers cut a lot of people off. Amen. Oh, if you don't do this and you don't do that, you'll never be saved. I'm glad God doesn't think like that. Amen. Oh, I think I'll go ahead and get me, because I'm gonna preach with it or without it today. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Oh, amen. We read, thank God that Jesus did not give them the rebuke that the disciples did. The disciples, amen, wanted them consumed with fire and done away with. But we find that Jesus gave them the greater rebuke. Amen. He didn't call down fire, Brother Earl, and do away with them, but rather he did the greater rebuke. He turned away and he went into another village. Let me tell you something. It's a sad day when Jesus doesn't come to town. It's a sad day, Brother Scotty, talk about the Holy Ghost in this service today. And I have felt him from the start, and I'm feeling him right now. Amen. But I tell you, it's a sad day if Jesus doesn't come to church. Can you imagine a city without a Savior? Can you imagine a town, amen, without Jesus Christ? Jesus never called down fire, but also their families never got saved. Jesus never came to town. He turned and went to another village. Great God in heaven. Amen. They never seen the hands laid on the head of the sick and they recover. Oh, what a tragedy. They never saw Grandma and Grandpa get saved and pulled out of the fires of hell. Oh, what a tragedy. They never seen old time revival where the power of God swept across the house from the front to the back. The old people were shouting. The young people were shouting. They were excited that they were in the presence. They never knew what it was like to feel that power and presence of God. Why? Because Jesus went to another village. Great God. Oh, I come to preach with you. Amen. With the Lord help here today. You don't want, amen, great God, to push the Lord away. You don't want Jesus not to come to town. Amen. For Jesus never went to Samaria. He went to another village. Amen.
Yes. Woo!
Christ would not press his offer where men were not ready to receive him.
Right.
Woo! Well, Brother Scotty was spot on a while ago. Man, I feel the Lord. Great God in heaven. For I knew already before this service. Now, I'm not up here bragging. Sometimes preachers say things and people think they're bragging. But I knew what the will of God was for this service before I walked through the door. Amen. I knew what the Lord spoke to me. Great God, before I come in this sanctuary today. Hallelujah. Now, every service ain't like this. Amen. But I know today what the Holy Ghost put in my heart. Amen. And he told me, God, amen, don't close doors. And that's what men do. Men are so quick to close the door. Men are so quick to call out fire out of heaven and just get rid of them. Aren't you glad he didn't do that? Aren't you glad he didn't close the door? Aren't you glad, amen, that preacher might have closed the door, but Jesus never closed the door. Hey, God. Amen. Oh, yes. They forfeited, amen, oh, yes, that rejection of Christ. They become the folk who could have been. Hey, God. Can you imagine, Brother Earl? They could have had revival like Jerusalem had revival. They could have seen the power of God poured out like Jerusalem was experiencing. But rather they became, amen, the church that could have been. I don't know about you. I don't want to be the church that could have been. Amen. 20 years from now, I don't want this church door to shut the doors down. And everybody said, well, they had a younger ambition preacher over there, and he really tried hard, and he really gave it a good shot. Amen. But it's a church that could have been. Oh, no. I hope they say they didn't have a lot. They had a hard start. They struggled along, but they kept on. They had revival. They shouted. They had miracles. They had the power of God. Why? Because they didn't turn him away. I came to tell us on a Sunday afternoon, don't turn him away. Don't push him away to another village. I want revival. I want the healing power of God. I want the saving power of God. Hey, Lord, don't go away. Come to our church.
Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Got a preach here.
Blessing.
You don't want the Lord
have you
not to show up.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. He wouldn't force them. I want to say this, and I want to move on here. Jesus will not force himself upon you.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
He won't force you to be saved.
Right. He won't force you to worship.
Right.
He won't. Come on now. Somebody said, I remember before I got the Holy Ghost, I've used this down through the years. Brother George and I wanted the Holy Ghost. I got saved. Amen. I got sanctified. And that is the order it happens.
Amen.
Sometimes it happens real quick. But once you get saved, some of us were talking a little bit of, amen, doctrinal stuff before church. Once you get saved, Jesus Christ washes your sins away. You're a fit vessel to be sanctified. Come on now. What does sanctified mean? Well, it's salvation is the first step in the work of grace. Sanctification is the second step in the work of grace. Come on now. After you get saved and you get on your way, amen, worshiping God, get in there, and you know your sins have been washed away. Amen. Sanctification is a second and definite. It's a deeper experience in God. What does that mean, Brother Jason? You lose the desire for the things of this world. Those places I used to like to go to, they don't appeal anymore. Amen. Those things I used to like to do, those words I used to say, they don't come out alone. That's what sanctification is. And then after sanctification is the third definite work of grace, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. We get this mixed up a lot of times. What happens when I get the Holy Ghost? Amen. You get the power of God dwelling in your heart. Come on. I like what one man said. He's like a shoe. Every time he shows up, he'll have a tongue. Come on now. Somebody said, I got the Holy Ghost, but I never spoke in tongues. You didn't get the Holy Ghost. Come on now. When he shows up, he'll speak for himself. And when you get the Holy Ghost, he'll speak with tongues. But God doesn't want to give us the Holy Ghost for us just to speak in tongues.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Woo!
Hold on here.
Come on, brother.
God gives us the Holy Ghost to renew us with power.
That's right.
Come on high. Woo! You need power. These disciples, maybe Brother Tommy, they were lacking in the power department. Amen. Come on. They rode into Samaria. They didn't care if they got saved. They didn't care if they got healed. Amen. Come on. They didn't really care if God had revival. They were the wrong men to come rolling in town. I come to tell you today, God, give us a Holy Ghost filled man of God that wants to have church. Give us a Holy Ghost filled man that wants to have wrong if you don't want him.
That's right. Right.
Come on.
Everyone got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Lord George.
Glory.
We had that kind of revival.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of times it happens that way. We broke out in revival. I think my cousin Angie got the Holy Ghost.
Bless you.
Her husband Junior got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Amanda got the Holy Ghost. My good friend, my first cousin I grew up with, Bill, my father's first cousin. I don't know who in all my bunch of them got the Holy Ghost.
Come on, brother.
Woo! Well, Brother Daniel.
Bless you, Lord.
I was one of the last ones. I tell you, Brother George. Amen. I wanted him. I wanted the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
But in one regard, I didn't.
Come on.
Woo! Let me tell you something. He won't show up if you don't want him.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Brother Scotty. I get close to it and I get scared and I back off. I feel something I've never felt. I feel something bubbling up. I feel something moving with the devil
jerking in me. And I go to back it up. And really, a lot of it was because of my cousin Bill. When he got the Holy Ghost, Brother Scotty, he had like a wild man. He jerked and he shook. He rolled under a pew or two. His shirt came untucked. His hair stood up. He looked like a wild man. And when I would get close, I would see that. And I'd back up and I'd say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. But I can get it without acting like Bill. Amen. Oh, Brother Earl. Finally, one night, several nights in the revival, I come home from school. Me and Amanda walked around there. Amen. There, our school had one door. You walk out and go way down the sidewalk. Back in that far door, and you can walk down the hall. And we walk around and around the school. And I was just asking her, pray for me, man. I want the Holy Ghost. You know what happened, George? Amen. That night, I forget about Thursday or Friday night. I got on my bicycle a little over a mile from the church. I got on my bicycle. Always had a key to the church. And I rode down the church about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Church didn't start till 7. And I said, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. You know what happened? Amen. Church got there. Oh, Jason's still in the altar. They didn't know what to do, so they started having church. Start singing. Amen. But when they just started having meeting, I never got up. Somewhere about 9:30, 10 o'clock that night, it got on me, Brother Earl. And this time, I said, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost, even if I have to act like Bill. And you know what happened? That's what happened. I acted just like Bill did. But the Lord baptized me in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I wanted it more than anything. I come to tell you here today, church, what do you want? Do you want His power? Do you want His Spirit? Great God, how much of the Lord do you really want? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, this for 3 weeks. Pray for me.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him.
So, they turned the Lord away. James and John was ready to call down fire, have them done away with, kill them. Do away with them.
Great God. But I'm so glad the Lord has seasons, aren't you? Hey, man. I'm so glad there was another season. I'm preaching on forbearance. I'm getting in here now. Amen. But later on in the book of Acts, chapter number 8. Amen. You know how the Bible reads. Glory to God. Amen. It said, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions. Amen. Listen to this. Great God of Judea and of Samaria, except the apostles and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and make great lamentation over him. Amen. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Luke chapter number 9, they refused it. They didn't want to hear it. I'm glad God's got another season. Come on now. Amen. If Jesus, James and John, had destroyed the Samaritans back there, they wouldn't be around. But I'm so glad. Amen. Maybe that caused them to realize. Maybe Brother George, they heard of the revival. Jerusalem. Maybe they heard how the Holy Ghost was being poured out. Maybe they had heard and it got them curious. Lord, would you send a preacher by again? Amen. We refused him last time. But thank God, we won't do it again. Amen. And finally, old Philip, the evangelist Philip, showed up and got the preaching down in Samaria. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm glad God, amen, keeps coming. I'm glad His Spirit just keeps showing up. Don't turn them off, preacher. Don't cut them off. Don't say they'll never have a chance. There's another season. There's another time. There's another Philip that's going to come carry the gospel.
Amen. That's right, bro.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen. Woo! Let's read on.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake,
hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
Listen to this. Great God, they start having revival, Brother Scotty. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Many were taken with palsies. Amen. And they that were lame were healed. Boy, they're having revival, Brother Earl. Holy Ghost being poured out. The devil's being cast out. Palsies are being healed. The lame begins to walk. Come on now. Oh, yes. Amen. And there was great joy in that city. Aren't you glad that God is a God of forbearance? Aren't you glad that God is a God of a second chance? Thank God. Amen. He never cut them off. James and John cut them off. But thank God, God never cut them off. Amen.
Yes.
And there was great joy in that city, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out, amen, that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest. This was a wicked man. This was a man of magic. Amen. This was a man of the I don't even know all that stuff, the tarot cards and all that Ouija boards. And this was that man. This man, amen, is great God. And they said, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Yeah.
Then Simon himself believed also. Great God, can you say then Simon himself believed also? Great God, that's what kind of revival we need today. We need revival that'll reach the witch doctor. We need revival that'll reach the warlock. We need revival that'll reach, amen, that one that doesn't even believe in God, that atheist, that agnostic. Come on, I come to tell us that's a kind of revival that we can have today. God, pour it out, Lord. Amen. In this hour.
Yes. Don't be in such a hurry to close the account.
Right.
This is very important. Some of you preachers, listen to me. Some of you members, listen to me. Don't be in such a hurry to close the account out.
Right.
Woo! Preachers are bad for that. Amen. If things don't go how we wish they'd go, we just close it out and say, well, there ain't no hope. I'm glad there's another season. I'm glad there's a Philip. Glory to God. Hey, I come to tell, amen, some family member, don't close the account out. Don't shut the door. Amen. There can be reconciliation. Don't force a complex matter to be speedily executed. Amen. That's one of the great mistakes of our churches today. We preach, we have church. Amen. I hit this a little bit last week. Amen. We sing, we have Sunday school. We sing several songs and get up here and preach 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and then we give altar call in about 30 seconds. And if people don't respond, we say, well, we did our best and we closed it out. We don't look for a longer winded.
Amen. Lift the altar call around here. I feel like the Lord dealt with me. Don't cut them off so soon. Great God in heaven. I feel like the Lord dealt with my heart. Amen. Be more long suffering. Amen. Great God, embrace for marriage. Amen. If they don't make that decision right off the bat, great God, preach on. There's another day. There's a Philip. Amen. Keep on being long suffering.
You're right. I gotta admit this, Brother Earl.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
But during COVID, it was a hard time. Folks never went to church. Folks laid out of church. And I do have a problem with that. Well, you go everywhere else, but you can't go to church.
Right.
I still have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Come on.
But there's some folks I cut off, Brother George. But there's another season.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. I'm glad we're in another season, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad the Holy Ghost came by another time. Come on now. Glory, glory, glory. Come on here. You cut them off. Amen. And say there's never no hope for them. But that doesn't stop the hand of God. Come on. I said the Lord spoke this to you. You cut them off. And say, you ain't no sense in wasting your time. How many times has the devil said, ain't no sense in wasting your time? That's what they said about Samaria. But now they're having revival. And the Holy Ghost is being poured out. The sorcerer got saved. God's having revival. Don't cut them off.
Amen.
Give me a little bit, Sister Claire. Amen. Great God, I come to tell them. Don't cut them off.
That's going. Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Don't cut them off. Don't cut them off. There's another season. There's another day. There's another time. The Holy Ghost is going to blow again. Woo! I feel faith in this house. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right here today. There's another season. There's another wind. There's another time that God is going to move again.
That's just lost and away from God that you love so much, and the devil said it ain't never
going to happen. I felt the Holy Ghost for this service today to tell somebody there's another season. Hey God, I'm not charismatic, I'm not worldly. Brother George, stand with me this right here. Amen. I'm glad, walk with me here. I'm glad there's another season.
Amen.
I'm glad there's another time. I'm glad there's another revival. Great God in heaven. Is anybody in this house can tell me right here today? Amen. The devil said it ain't gonna happen. The devil said they're gonna die lost. The devil said revival's never gonna happen. But thank God there's another season. Thank God there's a Philip. Thank God God said he ain't forgot about my family. Don't ever count God out.
Come on, thank you, Lord.
I said, don't ever count God out. You might.
Thank you, Lord.
You might count it out. You might say there ain't no chance.
That's right. God said, how long is there living and breathing their sins?
Expect a different pastor from this day forward. I've been in tune with God.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, I've been in tune with heaven, Brother Earl.
Come on.
Him. Ask the Lord to have his way right here. God, speak faith in this house. God, speak to us right here today. Amen. You can't build a church in Huntington, West Virginia, where they don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. You can't. Brother Tommy done told us this morning there's nothing impossible for our God. If he can bring quail and feed the children of Israel waist deep, amen, cloud, he can have revival in Samaria where they already cast them out and said, we don't want, they didn't believe in the Holy Ghost either. But by the time it was done, the witch doctors, they believed. The sorcerers, they believed. The wicked men and women, they believed. Hey, I come to tell us, God said, you need another season. You need to believe that he's able All of us can allow ourselves to get vexed. Amen. Offended sometimes by very inconsequential things. I'm about done here. Jesus took these things in stride. I come to tell you, quit carrying your feelings on your shoulders. He refused to make a mountain out of a molehill. Amen. Lots of folk never realize how inconsiderate they actually are. Letting the door bang, honking the horn, amen, failing to pick up their clothes, partying, keeping appointments, using bad manners, amen, they don't realize how really rude they are. Days are filled with petty annoyances, and if we're going to blow our top at every little thing coming and going, it's going to be a long life, sir. It's going to be a long life, ma'am. It ain't up to you to blow your top every time things don't go your way. I tell you what's up to you, to come in this house with the joy of the Lord, prayed up, saying, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to enter His courts with praise and thanksgiving." We can have revival. We can have a move of God. But you, sir, you, ma'am, have to learn to quit cutting everybody off.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Folk working with us will make mistakes. Some of these things can be costly. There will be shallowness. There will be littleness. There will be talk that will make us wince. In no time, all at all, we can become calloused, we can become scornful, we can become cruel, and when we do it, amen, all is lost. There will never be a revival in Samaria if you get calloused, sir. There'll never be revival in Samaria if you keep cutting everybody off, ma'am. It's a, amen, a guilt as deep as any guilt that may be born to burn a life, to forever abort some potential ministry, to abort some young boy or girl because it doesn't look like they have the potential it needs. I guarantee you they didn't think old Simon, the sorcerer down there, didn't have much potential either. But great God, hey, when Jesus got done in Samaria, hey, he become a saint of God. And that's what I come to tell us right here today. Amen. Learn forbearance. Learn long-suffering. There's another season brewing on the horizon.
Somebody
help me up here. I'm done. Jesus teaches humility and patience. A soft answer turneth away wrath. I want you to think of how many friendships that could be kept and could be won. Amen. If we just look over some things. I'm preaching to Jason too here. Amen. I'm preaching to Jason. I'm preaching to everybody right here today. Amen. I don't know why it is. I don't know why it is, but we're so fast to cut people off when they make us mad or get on our nerves or cross us wrong.
Come on.
Woo!
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And when that happens, there'll not be a Samaria. There'll not be revival down in Samaria when we cut them off. Amen. Hallelujah. Yea, I say I've seen thee in the dark night. And I say unto you this day, if you will forbear and put me first, I will turn it around. Yea, I say, I desire to move for thee this day. Thou must understand that it will be my way and not your way. Yea, I say, I desire to pour out revival and shake you and your family, but you must understand to put me in my house first, saith God.
Move amongst us here today, God. Move amongst us in this
house. Glory, glory.
Raise your hand and praise the Lord for His power, Lord, the church here today. Raise your hands. Come on, come on. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Oh, God. God, speak to my heart. Speak to our hearts, Lord.
In the name of the Lord, bless you, the Lamb of God.
My sister Missy gets us a song here. I pray. She want to be sensitive to the Lord. I believe He's kept calling an altar call right here today.
Yeah.
I want to be more patient with the Lord. I want to be more loving. Amen. I don't want to cut people off so quick.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to cut God off so quick and say, God can't do it.
Right. Glory to God.
That's what James and John did. They cut him off and said, God can't have revival down here. Just call down fire, Jesus, and do away with these people. I really wanted to get down. I really needed it. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. I got to get this, and I'm done. Listen, verse 14. Now, Acts 8 and 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and who? John.
John
had these words, Brother Earl. John said, call down fire, God, from heaven, for they don't want to accept the word of God. And then just a little, several years down the road, it looks like.
Man.
Amen. They accepted the word of God. And guess who had to go back to Samaria?
Right.
John had to go back to Samaria.
Glory to God.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy God.
I feel the Spirit of God here today in a special way.
Thank you, Lord.
I shouldn't even have to give an altar call. This altar should already be lined up with people to say, God, I'm going to give you, amen, I'm going to give you odds in my life to do it. I'm going to believe you, God, that you can do anything. I'm going to believe, God, that you can give us revival. I'm going to believe, God, that you're going to pour your Spirit out upon us. Amen. I may not think there's a chance. Amen. John might not have thought there's a chance. James might not have thought there's a chance. But thank God Jesus thought there was a chance. Thank God there's a Philip in another season that came down and said, God, you can have revival. Come on, saints of God. Let's pour our hearts out. Amen. Send it out on me, Lord. Fill me, O God. Give me faith, O Lord, in this hour.
Suddenly a mighty wind blew through me.
Come on, thank you, God.
today.